are talking with Steve Quayle on this Monday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, and we are going to get into some interesting things in this last hour about the Christians coming under attack by a military power. And the
Steve was shown, I mean, Steve has it, a military making war on God's people. This is something Steve talked about, was shown, given the word, you know?
Yeah, and there's been a war on God's people with the inventions of the different forms of media we see ever since they've been able to put extra voices in your head and give you other people's opinions other than your own and what's between you and the Lord. They've been able to influence us in the way we think and what we, the way we understand things. And it's been more subtle than anything, you know, from the 1900s to the 1960s, 70s, but now it is just in your face. They don't even try to hide it. Even the globalists, the stuff of conspiracy 5 years ago is admitted by these people now, and they act like nothing's wrong with it. And we are going to see the same in the spiritual war, and we are seeing the same in many cases in the spiritual war. And it's only going to continue to get worse. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this was a prophecy, and listen, I'm not a prophet. I want to make this clear. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. I am not a prophet, and I have never said that. Have you ever heard me say that once, okay?
Negative.
The Bible says you may all prophesy, okay? That's that. I'm not talking about the office of a prophet, okay? So I am not one. One lady took great offense and said, "Do you call yourself a watchman?" I said, "No, ma'am, I didn't. That's what God called me." "Well, how do you know that?" I said, "Well, simply because I met him face to face." "You lying, you liar, you never saw Jesus." Or my favorite is, "Why would Jesus appear to you? I'm a much better Christian." My answer to that guy was, "You certainly are, sir, because I'm not a good Christian. I'm not a better Christian. I'm a redeemed Christian. I am an absolute gutter rat that God chose to redeem from the guttermost to the uttermost." So I just want to make this clear. This is on the 6th of February, 2011. "Hear, O land of the broken covenant, for I have a controversy with America. To the Pentagon." Now remember, Doug, this is 5 years ago. "I am against your plans to make war against my people and my land. Is it a small thing in your eyes for you to make war against me, saith the Lord? You trust in the technology of the fallen ones and the hidden and secret weapons that you believe will keep you safe. Has it not dawned on you that as you study in your war colleges that betrayal and destruction have come from traitors within and armies without? I submit to you the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency, and the foreign armies, Russia, China, and all the other United Nations armies, just basically sitting here ready for whatever it is that lets them go. The son of perdition has been a liar since the beginning of time, and as all empires before you have fallen, littering in the pages of history, so is yours. Your lives in an instant will flash before you. Repent and turn away from your evil schemes. Just as Judas sold my son Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, so you have sold me out. For it is I, the living God, who gave you the victories over your foreign enemies when you sought to preserve that which was just. Are you so deceived and seduced that you cannot see the illuminating ones, the evil ones, will utterly consume you, and their promises will fail to give you your expected outcome? Here's one, Doug, that will only mean what it means in full understanding now because of the times we live in. To the gate openers, as in Stargates, I ask you a simple question. Who do you think bound the demons and the fallen angels that you seek so feverishly to loose in the first place? For it was I, the living God, out of a love for my creation, mankind, that bound them at the first time and will seal them in the chains of the final time. The promise of eternal life apart from me will not deliver you from my wrath and from my judgments. And now I say to you, my generals, my colonels and captains, and all those who still call themselves by my name, to the fighting men and women, let not your hearts be troubled. For I will strip the veneer off those who feign to serve me, so you can see the evil one's plans behind those who send you to your death. The time is at hand that you will have to do what I have put in your heart to do. You'll have to resist resist the orders that have been given to you to destroy your brethren with all that is within your reach. I will lay out plans clearly before you in dreams and visions and the holy angelic encounters. For I, the Lord, will protect and provide for your families as you seek me in prayer and fasting and seek me with all your hearts. There's no way anybody said that at that time in 2011. Again, Doug, I remember giving this on your show. I think I've done it maybe twice, maybe three times. You guys would know. But
yeah.
I can tell you is that was met with absolute derision, contempt, anger, threats. I was told to go F off by an admiral. I don't think he liked me much. The bottom line is, and when I tell people this, I think they think, well, he's just making a metaphor, a creative license. I'm not. You can either believe that's true or not believe it's true, but I have nothing to gain. You know, what do I gain by this? Okay. I gain, what, recognition?
Not
I don't
quite.
Want recognition. and what do I gain? Okay, I get migraines. Somebody says, well, you're not taking enough magnesium. Ma'am, you don't know spiritual warfare. I get also, you know, attack from without, attack from within. Every day it's a new, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself. Hey, it comes with the territory. And then I get people saying, well, you need to tell people how to build their arcs. And to that guy who sent me an email today, and people say, you shouldn't even address your detractors. Oh, yeah? Wait until you have to step into the battle fray, brother, sister, or the anonymous cowards that, you know, slander Doug and I incessantly across the internet. Of course, they're anonymous, and some not so anonymous. But here's the deal. Why don't you all grow up who claim to be Christians? Because I can tell you this, and I've said this before, that I have seen hell. And I didn't see people in it, but I heard the screams of the damned. I absolutely saw the hopelessness, despair. I was in Black Tower, and the tower was in me, and there was no hope. In that minute, that glimpse, I was at my bed. I had an actually champagne-colored velour couch, and you'll love this. I lived at 1313 South 4th, and I just said, God, I can't believe in hell. Show me if there's a hell. Well, I think the Lord wanted to honor that, so in the days ahead in my calling, I could warn the people that what was going to be taking place. Hell is very real. Weeping and gnashing of teeth is not a good future. Now listen to this. This was given in 2014, and this is the early morning hours upon waking. I think it was right about the time, 2 weeks prior to the Whitestone Conference. This may be on video, and no offense, Doug, I don't know what is and what isn't anymore, because I don't, when I say I don't care, I care about the message, but I don't care where it ends up, because it's all over the place. To the daughter of Babylon and the great whore who sits on many waters, my fury and wrath is about to be unleashed upon your land and the high priests and priestesses who have brought destruction upon your country. You have been sold into slavery, and you shall not remember the freedoms of yesteryear as my hand of blessing and protection is lifted. Like a termite-eaten foundation crumbles, so have your freedoms and blessings been chewed away by the unrelenting appetite and greed of those who you voted for, who have declared their hatred and contempt for all that is just and pure. Gee, who does that sound like? O nation poised for destruction. How's that, Doug? O nation poised for destruction. You have broken the covenant of life I made with your forefathers, and whom I blessed with a nation unlike any other in the history of the world. The penalty for idolatry has always been destruction, as the fallen ones and their followers can only produce death. The great blood feast of the evil one is fully underway, and soon everything that has been a blessing will turn upon you in an instant and become a curse. Your sweet water will turn bitter, and where they were once a source of refreshing, they will turn sour and disappear. The bounty of your fruited plains will turn to dust as starvation takes hold. All the medical advances that once prolonged life and cured those diseases of long ago, listen to this, will be released by he who only comes to kill, rob, and destroy, and those who willingly yield themselves to eternal damnation. To my people who sit silently, compromising with the powers of hell. Here's one, Doug. I mean, again, you get mad, take it up to the Lord in prayer. Did you say that, God? Did you really say this to that man? Did you really say it? Fill in with your favorite word of contempt for me. But then you may be surprised the answer you get. Do you not know your silence is acquiescence to your own slaughter? Doug, those words haunt me, okay? Those words propel me. Though my tongue wants to shut up, believe me, as much as my critics want me to shut up, I actually agree with my critics. I would like to shut up also. I would like to not have to deal with them any longer.
Life would be easier.
Yeah, it would. But how about this? One more time. Do you not know your silence is acquiescence to your own slaughter? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. As you fail to declare my word and stand for righteousness, you surrender to those who will destroy you, abandoned by the prince of hell who has deceived you. Friendship with this world is enmity with the living God. Peace at any price is a lie. Compromise is destroying you both of your earthly blessings and will keep you from your eternal reward that I have promised you in my word. Now, how about this? How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Now I'll speak of the graven images you have set up and allowed in your land, whether Egyptian, Babylonian, or Greek idols. I will smite the land of idols with great quakes which will alter all life as you've ever known it. The statue of the evil ones in the center of your country will bow before me, even as a statue of Dagon did before my holy ark in the Philistine temple. As the earth opens its mouth, I will bring down the vanity and lying lips, along with the pomp and splendor of your highest officials who worship the Father of Lies. We may be seeing that right now. Their secret oaths and ceremonies, along with their covenants with the Prince of Hell, who I will make known and judge. The burnt offerings of my little ones were thrown in the arms of Molech. Will I avenge for their unquenchable desire for blood? For their unquenchable desire of blood. And sin will be met with the very blood of those who slaughtered the innocents, and then burn their little bodies as an act of underworld worship. Repent, stand fast. The power of my might infused with the power of my Holy Spirit and the authority that I've given to you. The only reason that evil triumphs is because my people failed to stand against it in my name. Let not sin have dominion over you. I have given you the victory if you will but appropriate it by faith and power by the blood of the Lamb. These things are on my website. This prophecy was the three yellow sheets, because the only thing I had when the Lord gave me that was basically three yellow sheets of paper. So that's what I called it. So if you want to know, well, why would it be called that? Simple, because they didn't have any white legal sheets, okay? So, Doug, here's what I'm trying to say tonight. We are at a very difficult point in the history of this country. I want to refresh, and Joe, if you want to sign in on this one, I'd like to hear you. If, according to all of the Russians who have defected, whether it was Viktor Suvorov inside the KGB, whether it was, you know, Bezmiansky, Bezmenov, there's all kinds of these guys that have, you know, the thing is that it's all coming into play now. And people challenge Albert Pike's World War III vision and claim he wasn't, that Masons don't believe in that. But look, it doesn't matter who wrote it. They're going by that playbook of unleashing a world war where the Muslims, Christians, and Jews fight against each other until the pure doctrine of Lucifer can come forward. By the way, obviously in Morals and Dogma, they talk about Lucifer, and I get tired of defending the fact that people say, well, Lucifer is not Satan. Oh, yes, he is. He was Lucifer. He became Satan. I read it in the scripture, and Lucifer, how art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning, you know? Who fell out of heaven? Well, gee, guess what? The same guy that's going to show up on earth. So, you know, Joe, your take on this, and I want to refresh everybody's mind. Is there any other way to explain the presence of foreign troops in all the UN vehicles here and the Obama administration making the statement that they're going to yield our sovereignty, probably already have by treaty, and also allow the gun grab that Michelle Obama said her husband's going to enact before he leaves office? And also, the final thing I'm going to say is take over every law enforcement agency in the country, state or federal, and put in UN troops. I got news for you. You say, well, I don't have to ask you, because you need to read me my rights. And they will go, ah, you have one right to die. Bang, you're dead. So, you know, the idea of, you know, this group hug, kumbaya, love fest of Chrislam, Christian merging with Islam, the Pope kissing the Quran and other parts of the devil's anatomy, is so heinous for I run out of words, man. I have to invent them. I run out of words. It's beyond comprehension. Joe, you're $4 worth.
Well, I believe you know what you're saying is absolutely true. The spiritual darkness has encompassed people at all levels of power and all industries that and hierarchies that are related to power. And you know, we've had several guests on in the last few weeks that talk about God's judgment on America and how this, you know, the laws that we see being passed are God's judgment. These policies that we see, the administration, there's just an article today about how even the Clinton campaign and the White House, you know, work together for the Iran, the selling the Iran deal to the American people. And you're right, this is a religious conflict that we are seeing, and people need to understand that regardless of what color the troops are, whether they're UN troops, Russian troops, whatever, there is a spiritual agenda behind this. And it's, you know, the New World Order is going to be paved for the way of the Antichrist, and that's going to be done, you know, by removing the Christians, by creating this, you know, one world kumbaya false peace that we are seeing trying to be built from the Vatican to the UN. And they're going to get it done any way they can. And make no mistake, when you mentioned those emails to Podesta about from the astronaut, when they're talking about the Anunnaki and Nibiru, they're not talking about aliens, as you mentioned. You know, this is the whoever's masquerading as aliens. These are the demons, the spiritual darkness that are influencing these people, and they will stop at nothing to complete their agenda to try to overthrow heaven.
Yeah, I agree too. I mean, this is where we're at. Are we not at and Steve, I mean, are we not at the point of good versus evil manifesting itself here on earth, the war in heaven spilling onto the earth, and Christians, I mean, most people are not getting it, and including Christians. Many Christians are not getting it.
I would say the majority of people not getting it are the professing Christians, the church Christians. You know, I was talking to, oh, forgive me, Doug, this is critical. I was talking to someone that was, I can't use his name, but a very brilliant scientist, probably one of the smartest guys I've ever talked to, and I've talked to some smart people, but he told me what he was involved with, and believe me, let me just say this, as far as Alpha Centauri is from the Earth, so is his abilities. That is kind of a clue, but, and he was said they did, I think it was one of the, maybe George Barna, or one of the pollsters, it wasn't Gallup, 20,000 respondents, they put people, survey takers, in the major church parking lots. And the only question they asked them after they came out of the church in their car, what was the one thing the preacher said that you could take home with you? What was the one thing? They said less than 1% of 20,000 people could answer that question. What does that tell you? You might as well, and I'm saying this, you know, I mean, business deals over bars. I don't drink. I'm not promoting it. But business deals over martinis, and I don't play golf. In my world, I could not play golf. You know, you don't play golf if you have, you know, all the three letters, OCD, ADD, or, you know, XYZ. But the point being is that it shocked me, okay? It shocked me. Would you have ever guessed that? So what am I saying? No. There's takeaway. There people are having ears, they hear not. Having eyes, they see not. And the people without the eyes and the eyes to see and the ears to hear then shake their fist at heaven. And God simply answers, does not he who created the eyes see? Do not I who created the ear hear? You know? Right. For the eyes of the Lord go throughout the whole land, searching, looking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him. I'll tell you what, you know, it's a very dangerous time. David Langford, absolutely, you know, with last time he was on his show, or maybe two times ago with me, he said the last words of Jesus, be ye not deceived. We read tonight in the book of Revelation, you know, who deceiveth the whole world. And so that's something that that people have got to understand, you know. It's Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon, it's not talking about, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost or whatever, the great Erdogan, the dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. So the devil is really Satan, which deceives the whole world, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I think that I'm coming to this conclusion, okay? Writing all this stuff, investigating all this stuff, putting out now the videos, and by the way, pray for us, everybody, because we're going into production filming, by the grace of God, some of the most amazing stuff. The next DVD will be 10 times better than the second DVD. It's going to be probably one of the most... Listen, if it melts my mind, it's going to be important, so please keep us in prayer. We've already had the powers that be, the powers behind the cover-up, mess with one of our people who is very knowledgeable and scared the pants off them. They won't meet with us. So, you know, all I can tell you is it's real, you know, and again, Doug, all I would like is for those who absolutely do nothing but criticize just to make a list of what they've done for the kingdom of God. They're authorities on everything, but they possess nothing. They can criticize everyone, but they don't do anything for everyone. They can basically flip us off, do all the things they do, slander us, accuse night and day. You see, can I tell you something? How you know the fruit from which someone speaks? When an accusation goes on night and day, year after year, and when people who are once your friends turn on you and they'll do anything to kill you, they were never one of Jesus's. They weren't.
Right.
They can blame you, but it'll happen this way. Mark my words. The people who betray you on Sunday will be the ones that walked with you on Friday.
And you know something,
Steve,
yeah, you know, and the reason that we talk about, or at least we talk about this, Joe and I do, it really surprised me initially, because a lot of where the criticism comes, or where it arises, originates, is not from the people that we would expect. And this is something, as an investigator, you're doing surveillance, you're on a case, or if you're in a position, you know, you're looking for threats, external threats, you have an idea, of course, where the threats would come from. You never expect the threats to come from within. So this is why it surprised me so much when you see the Christians within our community, within the body, taking up positions, antagonistic positions against us. But the reason we talk about this is because I've been hearing from more and more people who are saying, you know something, I've been betrayed by my own family, or by someone close to me. This is getting very personal now, not just to us. I mean, we're kind of like the canary in the coal mines, I think. But I see people, normal, everyday, average people like us, but you know, and not on the radio, who are saying, you know, I put my faith and trust in someone, and they just they turned on me. They stabbed me in the back. They turned away from me. So this is why I think it's important. I think people, all of us, especially in the Christian community, have got to realize that the only faith that we could put, I mean, is our faith in God and trust in God, because, man, you know, it's a battlefield out there.
Right. I want to make a real clarification. This will help everyone. If anybody ever bases their argument or makes this statement, run 100 miles an hour away. Well, God knows my heart. He certainly does, and he condemns every human heart in unbelief, and he knew what was men's heart, wickedness. Unless we get a new heart through regeneration, through the Spirit of God, when I hear that, run. I'll give you a good example. I had an incident recently where someone, with tears in their eyes 6 months ago, said they'd take a bullet for me, and, you know, God called them to stand with me and protect me. Now they can't wait to put a bullet in me. So, you know, let me just share this. Trust no man. I have told everybody since I've been on talk radio, and I want to reiterate it, don't trust me. Take it to the Word of God. Take it to prayer. Now, I understand there's one lady on YouTube who says, I took it to prayer, and God told me Steve Quayle's not a Christian. Well, so tell me then what a Christian is, and tell me what Jesus says a Christian is. And it came down that she didn't like one of my answers to something about Israel or the Jews or something, okay? Or I've been called a Jesuit. That's funny. I just put out, produced probably the most explicit anti-Jesuit DVD that's out there, showing the real control in the world and the alien ET agenda. Oh, and it will affect you, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me. It's already infecting you unless you get a transformation through Jesus. And I mean that, Doug. I'm using the word infecting like a virus.
Yes. Yes. And I can't wait. Go ahead.
And people need to understand it's not just the the spirits of darkness, the demons, the evil that affects people. It's worldly things that infect people too. And you can think that, I'm a good person, I do good things, but you have to understand it's where your heart is, where your allegiance lies, and how you spend your time and as
Steve said, but it's not God knows my heart, it's where your heart is.
Right, but there is no such thing, Joe. I want to make this clear, you guys out there, because we've got to stick with the word. There is no such thing as a good Christian. There is no such thing as a good person. When the people came to Jesus and called him good master, he said, call no man good, save your Father which is in heaven, okay? Jesus, the Son of God, wouldn't even allow that to apply to him, though it does.
Okay.
But he always gave the glory to God. Please, no one ever say, well, I'm a good Christian. You're not. You are a redeemed one, okay?
Yes.
People are in the world and they think that, and we're coming up against the break, Steve.
But that's an important distinction, though. That's a very important distinction. You're right.
Absolutely. Folks, we're talking to Steve Quill from stevequill.com. We will be back for our third and final segment right after this. Stay with us. Do not go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Featuring Steve Quayle in this segment, final segment for this broadcast. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is a good friend, and I'll tell you something, he's been on the front lines of this battle for longer than I've been alive. Well, not quite, but you get the idea. I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy that's been on the front lines. It's interesting because what we've been talking about is really the mix between the good, well, the evil, but the mix between the heavenlies and what we're seeing manifest in the earthly realm. It's interesting too. A Clinton campaign email release as part of the WikiLeaks data dump earlier today talks about the need to maintain political power. Listen to this. By producing an unaware and compliant citizenry. And this was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, that, dweeb, by former Clinton administration official Bill Ivey back in March 13th, 2016. And Ivey was the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, chairman during Clinton's second term. But see, we're the sheep. We're the sheeple. All right. And this is perfect for what Steve has been talking about. Keep us in the dark. Producing uninformed and compliant citizenry. And there it is. Steve, final segment. So, man, just take it however you want to take it, wherever the Spirit God leads, just go for it.
Okay, I'm going to give out the 13 states, okay? I don't have a sense in my spirit that these are all the cities. These are the only ones that the Lord gave me within the 13 states. You know what came into my heart immediately after this? Like, look, it took me a while to wake up, maybe 2 days, from just sleepless nights and, everything that goes on in my head in the night. Trust me, you wouldn't want to get in there. It did seem like, you know, the starship is going into hyperspace or something. But on the third, I'm going to give you the background on this, and I'll go right into this, the states and the cities. This is on my website on Dreams and Visions. By the way, people that don't believe that in Dreams and Visions, and you don't believe the book of Acts, and probably you don't believe much the Bible, you know, because God says that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that people are going to prophesy, people are going to dream dreams on his handmaidens, people are going to prophesy. So the Holy Ghost, see, the problem with the Christians is they became natural. They were meant always to be supernatural in coming to the world with the Word of God and the power behind it. Now, because of their apathy and indifference, the devil comes in his power, and the Satanists know that Satan's power is real. The Christians don't know or really don't believe that God's power is real. So listen to this. My vision of Medusa's head of snakes rising over American and world capital cities destined for soon coming destruction. This morning at 4:30 a.m., I was awakened first with the following words. People are openly giving themselves over to demonic entrance, even having secret sessions and ceremonies to invoke these entities to inhabit their bodies. There will be new out-in-the-open acknowledgement that it's cool to have sex with the demons, resulting in a whole new cult of evil. Immediately after these words were given, I immediately saw multiple Gorgon heads, that's like Medusa, of snakes coiling up around major cities across the world, but primarily North America, Canada, and Mexico. People were renouncing their birth names and taking on the names of the demons that they so willingly embraced and who now dominated their personalities as each snake wrapped its body around a city targeted for destruction. Another snake, okay, another would join, and then another until nothing but a ball of snakes was left, and then flash, they were destroyed in an instant. All that were formerly humans got more monster-looking in their appearance and turned into non-thinking entities. I was given the name of 13 states with their specified cities, which will face their soon-coming destruction. SQ, meaning me, as always, take this in all dreams and visions of the Lord Jesus. Seek him for his wisdom, direction, provision, and protection. Now is the time to get right with Jesus through repentance and surrender to him as Lord and Savior. Pray for the discerning of spirits, which is a gift of God's Holy Spirit. Now here are the... Here, I'm only going to deal with the U.S. ones. That's what I feel free to release tonight. I'll do the other ones out of the European cities. The 13 were in the United States. Oh, I didn't finish my statement, Doug. OCD kicked in. How many states did we originally start out with in this country?
13 colonies.
It hit me like a ton of bricks. I didn't know that. I knew it, but I never thought about that. So I'm going around, going to sleep, thinking about this. All of a sudden, bingo. Isn't it interesting? We started with 13. Do we end with 13? I don't have an answer on that, okay? Here's, and I'm just going down the West Coast now. I'll head over to the East Coast. I can't say this is total. I can't say it's all. This is just what I've been given. Washington State, Seattle, Oregon, Portland, California, San Francisco gone, L.A. gone, San Diego gone, Palm Springs gone. And for the record, Henry Gruber will not tell me the states or the cities he's not allowed to walk in, but I kind of got the inference that California is a big no walking for Henry, okay? This was interesting. New Mexico, Albuquerque, Arizona, Phoenix, Nevada, Las Vegas. Chicago was really impressed upon me. New York City. Now, here's what was interesting, too. Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Key West. Louisiana, New Orleans, Texas, Houston. South Carolina, no cities given. Virginia, no cities given. So, I don't know if that means total. I don't know what that means. Now, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Because, again, obviously, I know there are, you know, Navy bases in Virginia. I think there's, you know, military bases, South Carolina. I didn't get anything on North Carolina, which I thought I might. That doesn't mean they will escape. It just means I didn't get anything. So, you know, that's the warning that I want to give to everyone. And why should they listen to me, okay? Because simply this, you probably don't read, and I'm not saying you should. I mean, a lot of people turn to my website because I put up a lot of stories that people don't read. I don't usually quote stuff from from local papers unless it attenuates. I mean, I like foreign newspapers. I like The Guardian. I wish that some of the foreign newspapers didn't put all of their, you know, buxom beauties on the right-hand side, like the London Daily Mail. And, I mean, I cringe, but they have some of the best stories. So, you know, I think it's interesting. We pretend to be prudish, and there is a place for, you know, being able to blush. That's God condemned a nation that couldn't even blush anymore. But look at the open, frank talk that's been on the front of Drudge, where one of Hillary Clinton's staffers said, F, you know, off Trump, or the meow word being used, you know, where one of Bill Clinton's mistresses, Jennifer Flower, accuses Hillary of being a flat-out lesbian and having more to do with female anatomy than even Donald Trump. And Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton basically echoing that statement in her hearing. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sleeping with a guy for a number of years, and you have pillow talk, and you're doing whatever you're doing, you're going to pick up stuff. So what Donald Trump said 11, I'm not excusing him. I'm only saying that, look, his words are not the same as his actions. And these devils in, you know, the newsrooms across America are absolutely tearing him apart, yet they're excusing rape. They're excusing pedophilia. They're excusing absolute sexual aberrations and perversions, because that's what we become, a nation. So, you know, we become a nation, and I never thought I would see it, Doug, but Drudge used the P word so many times that, you know, I mean, the statements from Clinton's rapees, I don't know if that, the women who are raped, okay, I believe rape is the ultimate violation against a woman, okay, and yeah. I am absolutely opposed to it, but where are all these dumbass newspaper companies, news shows, when all of the Muslim women are being raped, they're being tortured, they're being eviscerated, they're being burned alive, and they're being raped by so many men that they pray that God will kill them, and not the real God of heaven, but Allah, and their insides are on their outsides. Where are they? It's a nation of bull, you know what, okay? We become a nation so steeped in bull manure, we believe the bull manure, we bathe the bull manure, oh, and by the way, so does the Bohemian Grove, only they do it in each other's, you know, defecation piles. Are We a Nation by Randy Conway. Are we a nation poised for destruction, or a nation poised for instruction? Are we a nation voting for awakening, or a nation for a darkening? Are we a nation poised for receiving, or a nation poised for deceiving? Are we a nation whose God is a Lord? Are we a nation who is Babylon's whore? Can we remain a nation? My answer to that is no. A house divided against itself cannot stand. We will not stand. Look at Donald Trump as that God is the ultimate ref, okay? Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right? And if he gives us space to repent, his people, I'm not ready, Doug. You know, everyone else can answer this question for themselves. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm not ready to face what all of the faithful are facing around the world, you know? Because, again, we think it only happens over there. Ladies and gentlemen, does it bother you that the very people that hate Donald Trump want to destroy 220 million people in the United States? Go to the Deagle, DEAGLE survey. I think Susan Duclos put it up on her, Stefan put it up on one of their sites, and there's cause and effect, Doug. One of the stories they wrote about literally showed all of the contempt. Here's the thing. They believe, like Pharaoh believed, they're gods. They believe they're of a Merovingian bloodline. They believe a lie from the beginning. They believe that Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth, had sex with Mary Magdalene and produced a bunch of children who became, if you will, the hierarchy of Europe, and then spread out to the rest of the world. One problem, that wasn't Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus' life can be accounted for. Now, there was a guy who came on the scene almost, 60 years after Jesus? Maybe 30, 60, Apollonius of Tyana. He said he was Jesus, and basically, he was trying to out Bill Clinton. You know, so the point is that, you know, that's just a little historical tidbit there. So, you know, I mean, it's just like this. I love this analogy. I don't care what color the mouse paints himself. I don't care what he says. I don't care how many times he denies he's a mouse. When you look into a cookie jar and a mouse is in there, beyond the shriek, you know this. That ain't no chocolate chip cookie, you know, or butterscotch or whatever, peanut butter cookie. It's a mouse parading as a chocolate chip cookie. Well, then I got to share this. May I share this other thing I got? I don't know why, and this doesn't happen. Maybe it's because of the lateness of the hour, but this usually doesn't happen to me. I had this and when I say a vision, it's a picture that paid out. The vision of rats, cheese, and vermin that I was given early in the morning. I think this is on the 21st. How many days ago is that? You know, 20 days or whatever. The vision started out with the Statue of Liberty being made of cheese as I watched rats of every shape and color. All were gnawing away at the base of Liberty and swarming all over the statue. I saw rats in business suits, in boardrooms, banks, and all our highest offices of the land. While watching this, I saw entertainment rats doing tricks to the people so that their audience wouldn't see the statue being eaten up before their eyes. The political rats would protect the rights of the vermin, and people were no longer allowed to use rat traps or poison to rid their homes or country of the rats. As the rats left their wastes across the landscape, disease and famine broke out, and the people started to get wise to the entertainment rats and fled the mainstream news circuses that had so enthralled them. But it was too late, as immediately before my eyes, a map and outline of the North American continent came clearly into focus, and from ship and planes came a total onslaught of more ferocious rats. Let's see, from more ferocious rats from foreign nations who fanned out across the country. Every form of food was devoured as the insatiable appetite of the rats grew bolder and bolder. As the people died, the rats would feast on their dead bodies, and even more virulent forms of disease increased. The pictures in my mind then turned to the ghettos of immigrants in Western Europe and the lack of sanitation and discarded garbage, which became infested, and the once great cities of Europe became dead zones as the entertainment and news rats kept everyone looking at Europe in order to keep the people from seeing the rats conferred around their great boardrooms. Okay, I'm sorry, landscape. I use hyphens sometimes. As the rats conferred around their great boardrooms, bunkers, and bases, the head rats were bragging about how they had destroyed the old civilization and would bring about their new kingdom of rats. When the food ran out, the U.S. rats realized it would be dinner for the foreign rats, as there was nothing left to devour. But the lesser rats failed to realize that the new world rat order had arrived, and they were now the ones on the menu. Take this to Lord Jesus in prayer and ask him how to rat-proof your family, your lives, your substance, and God's plans for your life. I could not have made that up. Even my words, you know, but that's what I saw. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Willard, you know, but I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And lo and behold, guess what, Doug? I don't know which channel it's on, but there's some guy coming on who I think is a rat exterminator. Have you seen that ad for, I don't know that you watch TV or should or shouldn't.
No.
I'm just saying, but there's a movie on about the rats infesting the cities of America and what they're doing to try and, you know, get the rats out. Let me share something about rats. Rats that you let in willingly will not leave willingly. You need to take that to the Lord in prayer. We have a nation of demon rats, and we have a nation of Republican rats. Republic rats and Democrats rats, okay? So it doesn't matter what the first, four letters, D-E-M-O-N or D-E-M-O-C or R-E-P, you know, R-E-P-U-B, L-I-C, you know, it doesn't matter if you got Democrats or Republic rats. They still are rats, and they're going to eat everything. But guess what? They don't realize that the very people they've sold out to will ultimately have them for dinner and have them for lunch.
Mm.
Go ahead, Doug.
No, I mean, what do you say after that? I mean, there it is.
Well, I hope you don't say pass the cheese. You know, that just wouldn't be good.
Oh, my brother.
You know, this is a heavy night.
You know, it is, but we know what our salvation, who our salvation is, and where it lies, and we, you know, Steve, I mean, dire times, and I've got to say, you had taken a lot of flack coming out years ago, decades ago, talking about this very time, and even today, and I look at people, and I read, you know, forums and such, and it's difficult for me to believe, Steve, that people don't really understand the times in which we find ourselves. They don't see our position in prophecy, and I don't get it, because I mean look, I'm not the brightest.
Well, I have an answer for you, Doug. I have an answer for them. And if people try and figure it out versus seeking the Lord, more people will spend time on forums or blogs or whatever you call them than seeking God.
Yeah, exactly.
When you seek the Lord, He will be found. I think I quoted that scripture. When you look for Him with all your heart, mind, and spirit or soul, you know, or might.
Yes.
So the thing is that what we're up against, okay, is deception. Jesus said, and here this will even help you. This will help Doug, help Joe, me, everyone who's listening in. You cannot undeceive someone once they're given over to deception. You can pray for them that God will intervene, and you can do all that, but you can't undeceive them, okay?
That's right.
Because there are different levels of deception, but when they get to a certain level, God gives them over. And that's where discernment comes in. Lord, is there still something left for me to talk to? Does this person, and I'm not saying passing judgment, I'm just saying there are people who have hardened their hearts wanting to be right. I want to share the scariest dream that I had, and I haven't spoken publicly. Maybe I've kind of touched on it, because I had that one guy, remember, who was at Whitestone? I've never heard from him since, that had all the tattoos, you know?
Oh, yes, yes,
but,
yes.
But but the Lord has really been showing me something. Now, look, if you got tattoos, there's no, listen to me, you know, I'm not speaking against that. But there's a new tattooing process going on, which is an invocation of the very spirit that's being outpictured from the occult tattooist mind, okay? So the guy's basically a medium, and they'll say, I see a strange snake, a double-headed snake in your future. It's almost like fortune telling with ink, okay? So that's what's going on. I saw literally that stuff coming alive, Doug. And understand, if anybody's ever seen the movie Alien, if you haven't, don't go look at it. But probably one of the most formidable scenes in that movie, the most gross scene, was when a human body became a host for this alien creature that burst forth out of its stomach. Now, it's been copied so many times, but it's kind of like, you know, you don't have to look for the helicopter, you know, out of your belly button comes hell. So what I'm saying to people, before you go and get inked or tatted up, be very careful, because again, and this does not apply to people that have tattoos. It may apply to some, it may not apply to others, but it is the nature of the tattoo and the tattooer, what do you call it, a tattoo artist, that there is a new level of what I would call, what would you call it, bursting forth tattoos, that the outpicturing of the evil spirits are starting to basically, if you will, put thoughts in the mind of certain tattoo artists, and they're seeing these things, and it's not a normal thing. It is a spiritually wicked entity that they're, you know, putting on bodies to invoke the demons, but the demons aren't coming into them. They don't realize the demons are already in them. They're going to come out of them.
Exactly. Exactly, my brother, and thank you for that. By the way, that was Lady or Studio Dog. Just an image of Hillary came on the monitor there, and she didn't like that. So
she also barks at dog commercials.
Yeah, she does.
Do you
that
have a
too.
Male dog that when the picture comes on, the dog can go up and use the TV as a fire hose? What do you call it?
No, it's a female dog, and she's very astute when I'm telling you, she really, something about Hillary, as well as Obama, she really doesn't like either one. UPS, we have late deliveries here as well, so, but we bring her to the studio every night, so she's got a mouth off at least once per program. But Steve, you've done it. You've taken us to the end of the show, man. Appreciate it. And, what a great show this was. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Doug, and please, I want everybody to pray about that scenario. If you get something else, so be it. But again, I'm going to leave you with this. There are no such thing as good Christians. There are redeemed Christians. The obedient ones are the ones who trust God and trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Good night, Doug. God bless everyone. Thank you, all of you who are praying for me. I'm thankful that God, I'm praying for you, that you be hidden in the secret place of Most High God. I really do pray this for the listeners who love Jesus, that you'll be invisible to all evil. You'll be at the right place at the right time. God will be your protection. God will be your provider. God will absolutely lead you in the path that is right for him, if you'll but seek him with all your heart. Good night, Doug. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Wow. What a close. Ouch. Halfway? All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. What a close to a wonderful appearance. And that's Steve Quayle, of course, from stevequayle.com. You know, we only have just a few minutes left of the program. We have, just so everyone knows, and we're going to be back with video tomorrow, but, just so everyone knows, we are researching, and my daughter is working now, here, my daughter Jackie, but we're putting 110%, we're 100%, and let's be accurate here, 100% into, doing a lot of research, a lot of uncovering of whether it's the emails or whether it is the other things taking place behind, of course, the veil of theatrics that we see with the debates.
And think about, all the stuff just in the last 30 days that have happened, up to the two debates, the leaks, the email leaks, the disclosures. It's going to continue to get worse. It's going to continue to increase. We're going to see more dirt, I'm sure, on both Hillary and Trump. And there's promises being made by, you know, different people. Oh, we're going to drop this or leak that. And I'm sure there's some stuff out there that's still to come.
You know, I want to leave everyone with this. What's at stake here? I mean, you could talk about whatever gate, okay, trooper gate, water gate, file gate, I mean, whatever the gate might be with respect to Clinton. And you could throw mud against Trump. I mean, it's these, there's a whole bunch of stuff taking place, but really at the heart of it all is the destruction of our country. And this is what is being the globalists are pounding for the destruction of our country. They're attempting to take us out, because in order to enforce and enact a single global governance, they've got to take out the United States. And at the epicenter, at the heart of the United States, of course, are the conservatives, but even more importantly are the Christians, because once upon a time, the Christians in this country were the protectors, the stalwarts, in my view anyway, the people who would stand up and say, no, this is wrong. For example, abortion. No, it's wrong. No, you leave that Bible in school. You leave the Ten Commandments up. And somewhere along the line, Americans got soft. The Christians got soft. We became neutered. We were convinced that, you know, you can't fight City Hall. The Tavistock Institute of language linguistics have convinced us that we have to change our language. And of course, you know, the whole idea behind
change everything. Language,
yeah, exactly.
Language, culture,
yes.
Borders, like
yes.
You say, or
yeah,
Savage says.
Savage, right. But at, you know, there was a situation here. United Nations, of course, being on U.S. soil. It's interesting. There was somebody who did a YouTube video. There was somebody who went to the U.N., and somebody was wearing a Bill Clinton rape shirt, you know, that InfoWars sells. They were turned away at a security checkpoint and said, no, either turn the shirt inside out or get the hell off our property. Now, like it, agree with it, whatever. This, to me, is an exhibit of what is coming. If we have, and I believe this is coming regardless, but if you throw Hillary into the mix, it's going to come in lightning speed. Trump. I think it's still coming, but I think he's a speed bump in the road of a globalist. All I'm saying is this. We are facing the destruction of the country we once knew. And, of course, our freedom is at stake, but even more importantly, the freedom of our children and our grandchildren. If you can go to bed tonight and say, well, hey, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton because, well, I don't like what Donald Trump says, and to me, in my view anyway, and you could take issue with me however you want, then you are looking at your grandchild and saying, you know what, I don't really give a damn if you have the freedom that we had and we enjoyed it at one point. And that, to me, is the epitome of selfishness. And you will, in my view anyway, you will have to answer for that, as will all of the detractors out there, all of the people who are busy, instead of preaching the word of God, instead of preaching the word and attempting to be truth bearers, are busy just ripping others down. Shame on you. And to others, God bless you. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into tonight's program. And send Steve an email thanking him for his appearance tonight. I really think he'd appreciate that. He's been going through a lot. And,
absolutely.
You know, send him an email of thanks.
Tomorrow night, first hour open. Then we got a guest, Stephen Mankiw.
Yeah,
followed by a special word, and then we got a great rest of the week for you. Until tomorrow, stay safe, God bless, have a great night.